All right, we got to talk with Eric Brock, Channel 9 reporter. Eric, we know you do a good job, but oh, wow. Wow. What you did here, it's like you were playing part detective or something. I mean, you tracked down this guy the police want to talk with, and you're making news all over the place. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a busy day.
I bet.
That is for sure.
So tell us how this all unfolded. What happened today?
Okay, so this morning we were reporting all morning long on WGN-TV about this community alert out of Logan Square, 2500 block of Lindale, about a sexual assault of a 10-year-old. Police had released some surveillance photos of a man that they wanted to talk to in connection to touching this 10-year-old. It happened on Monday. So we were reporting on that all morning long. I was just starting to finish up my stories for our midday news when the photographer comes running up to my car, knocks on my window, and says, "Hey, I think that's the guy they're looking for." And I look out and I see the guy, and Mike Hudek is the photojournalist I'm with, and he says, you know, he's wearing the same purple glasses, he's wearing the same shoes, he's like, "I think this is the guy." And so I get out and I start walking, I see the purple glasses, I see the shoes, and I tell Mike, I'm like, go get your camera. So he runs back, grabs his camera, I just kind of keep my distance behind him, and then I see one of the victim's fathers is also following him, and I said, "Have you called police?" He said, "Yeah, my wife's on the phone with police right now." And I said, "Okay." So I kind of felt safer, I guess, confronting the man, knowing that police had been called. And so I stopped him, and I said, "You know, were you out here on Monday, and did you see some girls?" And he said, "Maybe." And he stopped, and, I mean, he talked to me, and he said, I asked him, I said, "Well, you know, did you touch any of the girls?" And he said, "No, I didn't touch anybody." I said, "Well, you know, police think that you did, and they put out these pictures, and they want to talk to you. Can I show you the pictures?" And he said, "Yes." And I actually fumbled around with my phone because I couldn't pull them up right away because I was still kind of surprised at what was happening. Finally got the pictures up, and I showed it to him. I'm like, "Is this you?" And he said, "Yeah, that's me." And I said, "Okay, well, you know, and you didn't touch any girls here on Monday. There was a 7 and a 10-year-old. And he said, "No, I didn't." I said, "Well, police want to talk to you." And he said, "Well, police can talk to me if they want to." And I said, "Well, should we call them?" And he said, "You can call them if you want to." And then he walked away from me. And then Mike Hudak and I, the photographer, we stayed back a little bit. And the victim's father, he was in a car. We were on foot. We were all just kind of following through the neighborhood. He was from Logan Square, and then he went into kind of Bucktown Wicker Park. He crossed east over Western, and kind of was zigzagging through city streets and up alleys. And, you know, I think he knew we were following him, but we were still kind of kept our distance because we wanted to be safe, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
I called, you know, the public affairs office, news affairs is what we call it for the Chicago Police Department. That's who we call for public information in the media. And I told them, I said, you know, I told them the same story. And they said, "Well, you need to call 911. I said, "Well, I think they already did." They said, "No, go call 911 again. So I did. And we continued to follow him this whole time. And I told the dispatcher where we were. They called, they said, "Okay, we're sending people, you should see them soon." And then they called me back and they're like, "Well, where are you now?" And so I told them the intersection we were at, and I told the photographer, I'm like, "Just keep going, I'll wait for the police here, and then I'll direct them your way." And so the photographer, he just kind of kept following the man, and police came, I directed them that way, basically ran for about another, I don't know, 3 or 4 big city blocks and through alleys and up streets and got there. Police surrounded him, arrested him without incident. And now we're just kind of awaiting charges and seeing what happens next year. I did talk with the victim's father, and he told me that the 10-year-old is obviously very shaken up.
Oh, sure.
But also, you know, otherwise, you know, physically okay. But, you know, I mean, this is something that's going to be with her for life.
Yeah,
and
it's just
awful.
It is awful. And great job by you. A horrible thing that happened to those girls. But hopefully it leads to the apprehension of whoever did what was done to them. And you're right. And that's just amazing stuff, Eric, that you might have helped in that whole process. So thanks for sharing the story. And pretty incredible.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yes. You know, it's you know, we report on this stuff all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And there's only one other time in my entire career that I've actually seen the suspect I was reporting on.
Yeah, right. Never happens.
So it's very rare. But you know, I mean, part of the reason why police put the surveillance photos out there,
you never know.
Look at them.
Right.
And then, you know, they see the people and then they call.
Yeah.
So
well, great job by you, Eric.
It was an incredible day.
Thank you.
That's for sure.
Thanks for sharing the story with us. We'll watch for it tonight on the news there over at Channel 9. Thanks, Eric.
You got it.